terms of the rules, I will be for up for nominations for acting chairperson. Ms. Abrams?
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you. I'd like to propose Honourable Smack Alcoma for acting chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further nominations? No further nominations. No further nominations. Mr. Alcoma, thank you. Thank you. Mr. Alcoma, therefore, next acting chairperson. Committee Strategic Plan, Annual Performance Plan, and International Studies Joint
Committee Strategic Plan and the Annual Performance Plan, and then from the announcement. Where is the, because the weekend I saw that you were supposed to look at the sheet. So that, and then the budget? Yeah, because we must do all of those things, because we don't want to be disadvantaged. That other committees have got study tours, and then we didn't deliver it. In fact, is it the same proposal that we had? Ne? Yeah, so do you have all the three items that I've spoken about that will just present the strategic plan of the committee and then look at the annual performance plan and then draft budget and then the international study tour proposal. I think we once had the international study tour proposal. We are doing so that we can ensure that is we have done our part. If we don't win, it must not be said that we didn't do our work. So are you ready? Are you ready? You are the only person. Where is Mpumzi? So take us through. Can you take us through the strategy first? And then if what we don't have, we'll go through, we'll read the report.
Good morning, members. I'm going to read part of the strategic plan since members have received it so that members can have an overview of what is in the plan. This is an update of what was adopted before, just so that Parliament's strategic plan is also taken into consideration. So it is not a drastic change in the document that has been adopted previously. The strategic plan document started with forward by the chairperson, and the table of contents sets it out very nicely. It is two parts. First is a strategic overview, and the second part is the strategic objectives. The strategic part A is divided into the vision, mission and values and mandate, 10 strategic objectives of the medium strategic medium, the MTSF, and strategic goals, situational analysis, which we did before in Konchuk, and the stakeholder management analysis.
Part B is on the strategic objectives,
is purpose, committee's priorities, strategic objectives of the
committee,
And at the end is a more detailed analysis or in table form of the strategic objectives of the committee under point 12. So I'll start with part A, the new vision of Parliament, which is to be that it's an activist and responsible people's Parliament. Improves the quality of life of South Africans and ensures enduring equality in our society. Then the committee's vision would then be to build an effective portfolio committee which serves as an activist committee in matters of sport and recreation and is responsive to the needs of the people, to redress, transform, provide access to sport and recreation to improve the quality of life of the people of South Africa. Mission of the first parliament aligns to include all constitutional obligations. The main function is representation. Therefore, the proposed parliamentary mission is a vibrant people's assembly that intervenes and transforms society and addresses development challenges of our people. Effective oversight over the executive by strengthening its scrutiny of actions and comparing the actions to actually how those speak to the needs of South Africans. Participation by South Africans in the decision-making process, which is the same as it was before, healthy relationship between the three arms of state, which is promoting efficient cooperative governance, and then and ensuring appropriate links with the African region and the world. An innovative, transformative, effective and efficient parliamentary service is also included in the mission, and also the effective administration enabling members of parliament to fulfill their responsibilities. Values are constitutionality, people-centeredness, cooperative governance and professionalism, good institutional governance. Saying that we are accountable and transparent, provide value for money, consumer focused and strive for the highest quality. This is for Parliament, the values of Parliament. The constitutional mandate is the same. Portfolio committees have a mandate to legislate, conduct oversight over the executive, facilitate public participation. Its work is being grounded in the constitution. And the mandate of Parliament that committees execute would be considering legislation, exercising oversight over departments and entities, considering international agreements, refer to the committee, considering the budget votes of the departments, refer to it, facilitation, public participation, considering all matters referred to it. And then the legislative, this mandate is broken down in terms of the legislative mandate, which is new. There are no new acts that would determine the actions of the committee. Sport Pacific Act is the National Sport and Recreation Act, and the South African Institute for Drug Free Sport Act, South African Boxing Act, and the Safety at Sport and Recreational Events Act. Policy mandate of the committee is set out in terms of United Nations agreements, specifically the Millennium Development Goals that the country has undertaken to also keep, and then specifically the Sport for Development and Peace part of the Millennium Development Goals, which would apply to the committee's work. UNOSDP, that is, strives to maximize contribution of sport and physical activity for a safer, more secure, sustainable, equitable future. As a member of this body, the Sport for Development and Peace body, South Africa has a responsibility to ensure it contributes towards these goals, and the following goals are highlighted, four of them: contributing to development in Africa, especially sub-Saharan, encouraging dialogue, mutual understanding in conflict areas, advancing gender equality, fostering the inclusion of persons with disabilities, and promoting youth development and supporting community role models. Under this policy mandate, we have again the Support for Development and Peace International Working Group, UNESCO, and an international convention was drafted under UNESCO to allow formal recognition of the Anti-Doping Agency code and its code, WADA code. This is something that the committee is very well aware of. We need to work with that. The development of an international convention on against doping in sport has been completed. It's in the committee's work to ensure that governments take action against doping in sport and provide support for the code and for other international standards developed by WADA. This is also part of the government undertaking with the UN. Convention outlined these, the key areas, and the white paper on sport and recreation is another thing that informs the committee's work to set out the policy on sport, and then national sport and recreation plan based on the white paper. Strategic focus of this plan is to reconstruct and revitalize the sport and recreation sector for an active and winning nation, whilst improving the quality of lives of all South Africans. And then it set out the three pillars, which are also well-known: active nation, winning nation, enabling environment, and then pointing to using sport as a tool to achieve national and global priorities. So then the committee, parliamentary rules are set out here just to highlight what the committee is able to do and how it can perform its functions. And they may summon any person, receive petitions, conduct public hearings, permit evidence, representations, submissions on any matter, and it may determine its own procedure, meet where it wishes to, also exercise any other powers that have been assigned to it. Then there's 10 key strategic objectives of the medium-term strategic framework, which informs the committee's strat plan, which is in the first is rural development reform, radical economic transformation, economic growth and job creation, access to adequate human settlement and quality basic services, improving the quality of and expanding access to education and training, ensuring quality health care, social security for all citizens, fighting corruption and crime, contributing to a better Africa and a better world, social cohesion and nation building. This forms the basis of the work of the committee, also to ensure that the department is held accountable for its plans to deliver on this mandate. Strategic goals relate to the outcomes Parliament has set. It's goals 1 to 4 and 5. Sustainably improved programs for capacity building and development, improved timelines, quality and overall value of information, usage and management of limited space and facilities, contribute to providing greater efficiency in the process and resources of Parliament, and improved outcomes, the overall outcomes of the legislative sector. Situation analysis is set out in paragraph 7. The committee conducts oversight of the departments and entities. It has responsibility to monitor the overall impact of how the 2014-2019 NTZ got an impact on society. Main function of during the 2015-20 strategic term will be increased monitoring of implementation of the NSRP. That is in the third paragraph, under 7, page 14. This is the NSRP, National Sport and Recreation Plan, is the policy document that was developed to guide sport development continuum, and the SOSA outlined to the 2014-19 NTSF. And then on the next paragraph, I highlighted in the middle of that paragraph, the portfolio committee should work closely with the department to find an alternative means of funding the NSRP, because it's mentioned here that Treasury indicated that the cost of implementing the NSRP will be at 15.2 billion over the 2014 NTF period. but the budget is 3.2. So it says here that the committee should work with the department to find alternative means. And then there's also in the last paragraph with a reference to EPG report showing that there are urgent steps are needed to broaden access to sport and recreation and to transform it to reflect the demographics. And then the last line of that is that the radical transformation in any code is needed and creating modest facilities that will promote access to participation in sport and recreation. Then the environmental scanning is more detailed. There's five aspects: legislative, political, economic, social, and technology scanning. They say that there's five new bills coming, we're not sure about whether there's an alcohol sponsorship legislation that will be coming here. It might possibly not be referred to this committee. There's a combat force coming, the registration of service provided, emphasis on NDP outcomes, and that these are the changes that are expected in the next 5 years. And then the efficiencies of the portfolio committee should improve. The response is that research is needed. The role of the national treasury, lobbying, and increased oversight. Politically, there's clarification of relationship between the departments of education and sport is expected. Role of SATU remaining strong. They're expecting the NIG review of probably outcomes that change. Strategy for sport-focused schools is change is expected. Ongoing international relationships. Call for less government interference. Stronger BRICS, best practice relationships. And also effect stakeholder meetings. Response to this on a political level is going to be much, as was discussed before, NINVIC's certain discussions will take place. Implementing the IGR framework, international agreement, and the portfolio committee should be addressing priorities in the next 5 years. Economically, it's underfunding. Looks like the forecast is actually will remain underfunded. Budget review processes. I don't know whether that will change. The measured performance of the portfolio committee with limited resources. This is more in-house. How will the portfolio committee measure performance? And also the better use of resources. Funding will not be readily available, looking at alternative models, private sector and lottery. Socially, in the next 5 years, expected that transformation will speed up. Social cohesion directly related to sport and achievements might be hopefully changed there. Club level sports, we're hoping that will change and working for that. And public participation, trying to step up that. Response is to speed up transformation. Media relations officer will respond with setting up frequency of action and more transparency in facilities development. Technologically, expected that the set of database will be implemented and new technologies for research and reporting implemented. Action should be investment and support. Then 7.2 overview of the strategic goals of Parliament. Following finalisation of the 2014-19 strat plan of Parliament, the structure is being realigned to ensure effective execution of its mandate. Yeah, the realignment will focus on the strategic priorities of Parliament, providing greater alignment between the priorities, resources and overall structure. It's being done to create capacity to address service demand in areas of oversight, public involvement, international engagement, and institutional governance. The portfolio committee is tasked to ensure it strengthens its function of oversight of organs of state and constitutional institutions in its portfolio, and it needs to enhance this function and also with a view to implementing the objective of socioeconomic transformation, addressing poverty and unemployment and inequality. This is also linked to decisive steps to place the economy on a different path, eliminating poverty and unemployment, creating sustainable livelihoods, and substantially reducing inequality. So Parliament's responsibility in line with these would be to ensure that the policy imperatives are translated into practical directives within its scope of work, meaning that Parliament must extract value in its processes of developing and improving its efficiency, particularly from using new systems, IT systems and applications to disseminate information and create platforms for participation. Enhancing Parliament's oversight and accountability is the first sub-point there. Then enhancing public involvement in the processes of Parliament is the second point. Enhancing parliamentary international engagement and cooperation is the third aspect there, and cooperating and collaborating with other spheres of government on matters of common interest, and to ensure cooperative and sound intergovernmental relationships and relations, point number four there. Fifth is building a capable and productive parliamentary service that delivers enhanced support to members of parliament, and sixth, enhanced ability of parliament to exercise its legislative function to consolidating and implementing integrated legislative processes by 2019 in order to fulfill its constitutional responsibilities. So all these points would also translate to some of the work of the committee. Overseeing executive action, committee will emphasize enhanced oversight, dedicating sufficient time to program of parliament and improving timelines and quality of its information, and also with regard to its report and media statements. Under point B, enhancing public involvement and in the processes, ensuring public participation, the committee has done well and has been responsive. The task should take place through different public participation mechanisms, which would be, you know, public hearings, receiving petitions, and here visiting the public and calling stakeholders. The committee should ensure that it promotes transparency, accountability, and public trust. This is how it should translate. By ensuring that the public is fully aware of its operations, so dissemination of information through media and public platforms, scrutinizing documents of entities, posting or the budget of department entities and legislation, which also, whilst also involving the public to be able to make submissions and give input to inform the committee's work. The third point, enhancing parliamentary international engagement and cooperation is in the region and further. The committee should develop, together with provincial legislators, a coordinated approach to encourage knowledge, to benchmark and enhance oversight. I think this belongs. This is now with regard to the international agreements and conventions and what. These forums should ensure that South Africa advances the African agenda in sport and recreation and that the country at large. It's important that the committee then work together with stakeholders and government departments who play a role in delivering sport to communities. On the point for cooperating and collaborating with other spheres of government, with regard to intergovernmental relations, there has been the systems and processes include to a large degree the NCOP, especially when intervening in local municipalities, and also includes the role of institutions supporting democracy, and Parliament has a role in appointing public office bearers and discharging certain statutory functions, such as the committee is busy with now, with preparing its recommendations on the Assessoria Board Appeal Board members.
Sport and recreation has had challenges with because of rescheduling of programming, etc., and also uncoordinated planning and building of facilities. So this is to be addressed in this new in this term, the building of facilities that's captured in IDP of municipalities and participation and consultation processes with stakeholders. So it's possible that the committee might set some items of activity in this regard, also to ensure broader consultation and more coordinated approach by those who will develop and implement sports development programs. The cooperation between the ministers of the various departments is very important, as to lay a base for broader coordinated sport development. Fifthly, building a capable and productive parliamentary service is important to ensure that members are empowered to identify these drivers of change in policy and that they're empowered to use systems and technology and that will strengthen the work of the committee and the outcomes. This work will allow also more effective oversight also during plenaries, committee processes, and oversight systems. This is a very integrated aspect that will enhance the effectiveness of Parliament as a whole. Enhancing ability of Parliament to exercise its legislative function through consolidating and implementing integrated legislative processes by 2019. The committee then will have to just ensure that the pending legislation is processed effectively. This will probably mean public hearings and so on. The following bills are pending for tabling, and there's five ones that have been listed before. The committee should also speedily complete the process of appointing such via peer board. We are awaiting meeting results.
Members, can we agree to just break and have something to eat? Because I know other members came earlier and they were complaining that they are starving. We can break, and then as we eat, then we'll proceed again. But is it making sense, members? So now I'm asking another question. This thing that we are doing, does it make sense? Yeah, so let's break, let's just take a break so that we can grab something to eat. Let's say maybe 10 minutes, yeah. No, you don't have to. Even heading, because members who once have pointed them out, then they can further read on their own time, because it's a... Yeah, let's grab something to eat. Because I can see that we're about to die, so I have to... Where is your
food? I don't know. What the boy asked me if I would present it.